Welcome to the Tech Vittori podcast, where we will explore the hottest topics in connectivity and digitalization with some of the industry's leading minds.
Thank you for the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants, it is a tradition now already for the incoming BEREC chair to be here and give a speech at this important conference just before taking over the chairmanship. And for the last 3 years, at least, this was the time when we regulators are expecting some important new piece of legislation to be adopted or to enter into the force. So far, we got used to some of these new pieces like the DSA and the DMA. There is still some struggling with the NIS2 and the CER directives, national implementations, one of them being division of national competences. But there is no time to relax. We are already expecting another very important one for the sector. The DNA, Digital Network Act, is knocking at our door. And in less than 2 months, the Commission will show us its final proposal. Our digital networks are becoming more essential for our everyday life. They deliver vital services for all of us, consumer and the businesses, and they are in many cases represent critical infrastructure for our governments. Last week, I attended an excellent conference organized by the 2024 BEREC chair, Mr. Tonko Obuljen, in Zagreb. During a panel on an NIS implementation, an SME sized operator reported an additional cost of 350,000 euros just to implement the basic measures required to comply with the national law. Recognizing this, we regulators understand that resilience and cybersecurity come with a high cost. But robust and redundant networks, resistance to growing number of cyber attacks, which are becoming more and more sophisticated and often, unfortunately, state-sponsored, is what we all need. The networks also need to withstand extreme weather events to deliver uninterrupted emergency calls and public warning systems, as they are crucial in such situations. Of course, money should not be the reason why we fail to make our networks more robust and better prepared for current and future security challenges. But the financial burden cannot be entirely fell only on the operators, especially in times of a need for an accelerated fiber deployment. BEREC has often shared a slightly different perspective from the Commission and from the authors of the two reports we've all heard about this past year, Draghi and Letta. They argue that operators' poor financial results and the lack of investments in Europe are mostly due to too much competition and too much ex-ante regulation by national regulators. If I may touch only on this last but important part, the current legal framework established by the European Electronic Communication Code has been very successful for the Europe. It is based on the competition law, which has allowed us to achieve much lower prices for electronic communication services in the EU than in the USA, while the level of network development in most areas remain similar. Very important role of regulators, the one we have successfully played so far, and which I also see as a crucial in the future, is supporting most efficient fiber deployment and achieving and actively contributing to achieving European Digital Decade 2030 goals. And at the same time, preserving market competition with predictable and balanced interventions. The EECC and predefined markets in recommendation of relevant markets served us very well in this context. We can still remember how we once regulated 18 different markets, but today, with the same framework, we regulate only access market. Over the years, therefore, regulators have already deregulated markets, keeping regulation only where it's still needed. Sometimes even just in smaller, non-competitive geographic areas. Along this path of deregulation, our markets moved from monopoly to oligopoly. And all these developments have brought many new players. I think we can all perceive this as a major success. However, a lot has happened technologically as well in the last few years. These technological changes require some adaptation in regulation. As the new players enter the ecosystem and new services emerge, which is of course very positive for both consumers and the industry. Unfortunately, I don't hear many discussions about how we can tackle these challenges and what the future scope of regulation should be. Which one would truly reflect the modern, future-proof communication landscape? Instead, there is often too much talk about the rolling back ex-ante regulation and misunderstanding of the simplification. The future regulatory framework must address the market and technological changes and the challenges that we have, that have already happened and will continue to accelerate, like a digitalization, like a virtualization of network functions, integration of the cloud system into the networks, security, resilience, and others. In essence, regulators need effective tools to prevent and correct market anomalies. The EECC, together with already defined markets in the recommendation of relevant market, provide a solid legal foundation that must now be further developed to address these changes, including oligopolistic markets and the vertical disintegration of the players. In some points, BEREX agrees with the view of both Draghi and Leta, as well as the Commission, that is indeed possible to introduce some simplifications in the new legislative framework for the electronic communication sector. We believe that perhaps simplification would already mean removing some of the existing overlapping or unclear obligations that have resulted from the many new legislations adopted in Europe over the past few years, all of which, in one or another, also affect this sector. Let's now forget then that after the adoption of each EU piece of legislation comes the implementation phase, where differences in interpretation inevitably appear. And since we are on that topic, simplification does not mean deregulation. And these two concepts should not be confused. For the future good functioning of the electronic communication market, the regulatory acquis must continue to protect consumer welfare. And these protections should not be deleted under the guise of simplification. And from here, I would like to finally look into the future. The Commission has expressed its willingness to continue good cooperation with BEREC, as well as we all understand how important it is to understand the markets well, both before intervening with the regulation and also when we want to withdraw it. There is also a lot of talk about the EU single market product on this area. Maybe regulators don't see it so clearly in the consumer market. Although there may be some room for simplification in that area of regulation as well. The Internet of Things, the IoT market, the autonomous driving, the connected cars definitely seem appropriate candidates for such single market product. In fact, the IoT world, we have already tackled some obstacles for the EU-wide deployment, and this could be an area where BEREC can be a competent contributor. Also, in the field of market monitoring and analysis, through the data collection and the processing, we can improve a lot by using new technologies. Of course, all potential roles of BEREC in the future will depend heavily on the new legislative framework, especially on its scope. Who are the actual entities in scope and which services will be included are some of the important questions that will determine the competences of the national regulators and, consequently, of BEREC itself. Regardless of that, I clearly see several future roles of regulators and for BEREC as well. This is preserving the market competition, supporting fast and efficient fiber deployment, and ensuring and strengthening the network resilience. Thank you for your attention, and I wish us all a fruitful discussion.